Hey everybody, it's Sam with Daily Sports Overtime. Told you earlier in the week, one of you wrote me and was talking about the UFC fights tonight. They're Vegas 31, I believe. I didn't write that down, but I think it's Vegas 31. There's 11 fights tonight. And I wrote them back and gave them a lot longer answer than what I gave you. I told you guys on that particular episode, if I have time to do the research, then I will. Because there are a couple fighters on there I want to see. I don't know if I'll have time to do the whole card. Guys, I don't. I'm just going to be real honest with you. I'm betting on 4 fights. I'm going to give you the pick that I think in the main event. And that's pretty much it. I think this is the 6th podcast episode I've taped today, and I've got 2 more I think I have to do. I have 2 wrestling ones that I've got to do. And then I need to start either on building the internet radio station or the website or both. I don't know. But anyway, I'm rambling. Let's get started. Let's talk. First fight I have to mention. I found Miesha Tate absolutely hilarious as a foil to Ronda Rousey. I loved her on The Ultimate Fighter, the TV show, and I'm so glad that she has decided to come back. It's almost rare to see a fighter go away to have children, come back to have, you know, to fighting. Like, it's kind of normal, if you can call it normal, being a professional basketball player, but a lot of the women players in the WNBA do take off time, have children, and come back and play basketball and play it at a high level. I think we're getting ready to see the same thing happen in women's soccer. At least I hope so. And I hope that we see it in professional wrestling. And I know a lot of you don't consider that a sport. I beg to differ, but we'll argue some other time. And I'm glad to see it in UFC. Miesha Tate has been away for 5 years. That's a pretty good long time to be out of the UFC mixed martial arts era. You've got to remember that, you know, some of her last fights were against Holly Holm, Ronda Rousey. I think she fought Amanda Nunes as her last fighter, maybe her second to last, or maybe I'm remembering that wrong. And she is back, and if you have watched any video on her in the last couple months, or this week, they've been showing a lot of it this week, especially on Friday, weigh-in. I swear, she looks better now than she did back then with her striking. Because that was the whole knock on her, was that she was a very poor striker. She was calculated, her punches landed, but she just didn't throw enough strength behind them. Her ground game was wonderful. It just couldn't compete with Ronda's or with Holly Holm's when you started looking. I almost think she's one of those fighters, wrong time, wrong place, where they're good, and they would be good in any era but the one they're in. Because, you know, some of the greatest are there. It's kind of like the 60s. A lot of people want to talk certain players, but probably 10 to 15 of the greatest hitters ever in baseball played in the 60s. And if they would have played in today's era, they might be the top superstar. You don't know. So, I was glad to see Misha Tate come back. I was a little disappointed that Marion Renault, I believe is how you say her last name, was picked as her first fight. I know why. It's a tune-up fight. They're getting Misha ready. She's going to zoom up the ladder. Renault is 44 years old. She's already said, after this fight, win, lose, draw, whatever, I'm retiring. And I was like, Dana White, did you really want to put this fight on? So I'm betting Misha Tate, money line, minus 145. I did a half a unit. The other half a unit is going to Misha winning by decision. They are going 3 rounds. I think, I know that Misha will not knock her out. Renault has decent takedown defense, and once you get her on the ground, she's decent. And I think Misha Tate's camp wants her. They'll take a first round knockout in 3 seconds if it happens. But I think they want her to go as long as she can, seeing where they're at cardio-wise, seeing where they are movement-wise, and things like that. So I really do think it goes to Misha Tate on decision, 3 rounds. I didn't write down what odds I got on that. It's plus odds. I do remember that. But that's what I'm picking in that fight. Then you've got the featherweights. Billy Garantillo, I hope is how you pronounce his name, versus Gabriel Benitez. Billy seems really to be the underdog in this one. They don't think that he has the skills to be in this fight. from watching clips of him yesterday, and then I watched most of two matches earlier in the night, I really think he does. I think he's going to shock some people. And I took a bet on him, just a half unit, money line, +145, just for him to win. Because I really don't know enough about him to make a judgment on how he'll win. And so I'm not even going to guess. He looked like he had good takedown defense. He has a snap to his punches, but I didn't see him throw a whole lot of them. But I'm going with him to win this fight. Then you have Amanda Lemos versus Montserrat Ruiz. Guys, I'm taking that other half unit and I'm throwing it on this fight. And what I am doing, I'm hoping everyone is completely right about Ruiz. She lost her last fight. She's young. From everything I read on her, she has a really good skill set, but not good enough to be in this fight with Lemos. But just glimpses throughout the articles and seeing who she's fought, I decided I'm going to take a flyer on her. And I'm picking Ruiz. Half unit. If she does the unthinkable, she will buy back all of my bets in UFC and in Xfinity both. Because she's +405. Yes, you heard me right. +405. And I think this is going to be an interesting fight. You watch. It'll probably be a knockout within 40 seconds for Lemos, but I'm taking a flyer on this. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I haven't been talking this much in a long time. Then we're going to the lightweight flights. Jeremy Stephens is taking on Matheus Gamarot, I believe is how you pronounce it. I think this one is a pretty decent fight, but I think if it goes past one round, I think they have an issue. Because I don't think Jeremy Stephens has truly been in shape his last two fights. I think Gamarot, I think he's 18-1. Maybe 18-2. But I think he's 18-1. And the stat that stuck out at me is he averages 5 takedowns per 15 minutes. It's 3 a round. Guys, I'm taking Gamarot on the money line at -225. Taking the other half unit, and I'm going to say Stevens frustrates him enough, keeps it close, tries to keep it off the ground. I think this Gamarot winning by decision I think it's plus 185 is what I got it. And I think it was DraftKings. I'm taking him by decision also. Now, let's get to the main event. I'm not betting this. I'm just not. You guys can play with it all you want. There will be no official pick on this. Because I feel like I know these fighters. And I know somebody out there just said, well, then you should bet it. Well, it's not always that easy. Because Islam, I can't remember how to pronounce his name, Makahavi, is ranked 9th in the world. You have Diego Moises. He's ranked 14th in the world. And I'm a little, no, I'm not. I'm not divided. I was going to say I was, but it's just because the statistic caught me. I think if you talk to most UFC fans, they would take Makahavi over Dustin Poirier and Charles Oliveira. Now, Charles Oliveira is the champion. They believe he is the next powerhouse. I think probably 90% of the people in Vegas tonight think he's going to win hands down. And they may be right. And when I looked at this, he was minus 750. And I bet it goes over 1,000 before 2 o'clock. The stat that caught my eye was he's never been went longer than 15 minutes, ever. This is a main event. This is 5 rounds, 25 minutes. So I'm going to go ahead and tell you, I absolutely love Moises. I think he will be running this division soon. He's 26 years old. He has been brought up with jiu-jitsu and loves it. If he continues to deny takeovers, I think he's at 63%. If he can get quicker, if he can keep his hands moving and his feet moving, I think his takedown defense will only improve. But for this fight, I don't think that he's going to be able to keep Makhachev from taking him down. If Moises can get this to go into the third round, and definitely pass the third round, I think he has a shot at winning. Because I think Makhachev, I think, will be tired. I think he'll still go. I think he'll still be strong. And I think he'll still want it on the ground. And he might be able to still beat Moises. But if Moises is going to win, he has to get it in the third round or later. Because, see, he has more power. The issue is Makhachev is more efficient and more calculated with his striking. And I think that will throw Moises off. He won't be a guy that's going to be throwing 30, 40 punches, but he's going to be making his punches count. And the best that I could find, remember, I'm not betting this fight. I think it could go either way, and I don't want to pay the juice on Makhachkala. Like I said, it was minus 750 this morning at like 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning. But anyway, the best I could find is if you think Moises can take him to the limit, you can get plus 160 on Makhachkala winning by unanimous decision. Like I said, I'm not betting it. I'm not betting this particular fight. Just giving you what I think. Use it for what you will. But I'm going to be watching Miesha Tate and Billy Quantillo and Gamma Rot. And of course, I'm going to try to watch some of Ruiz just for the simple fact that I want to see if that flyer bet pays off. So anyway, those are my bets. I know there's only four. I gave you information on a fifth, but I'm not betting it with you. You bet that one at your own risk. I'm not taking any risk. So guys, I hope you enjoy watching the fights, or at least hearing about them on ESPN or Twitter. Twitter will give you detail by detail if you go to the right people. But anyway, I hope you enjoy them. Please bet responsibly. That's what I'm choosing to do by not betting the main event. Because who I think's going to win, there's way too much juice on it. Yes, I found a plus 160. I'm not sure that's going to happen, though. So, that's kind of where I stand. So I'm choosing to bet responsibly. Don't bet any more than what you can afford. If you feel like you have a gambling problem, or someone close to you feels like you have a gambling problem, stop. Take a couple minutes. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Answer their questions honestly so that they can determine whether or not you need a referral. And they will make the appropriate referral to get the help, support, and guidance you need in your local area. Guys, wish you the best of luck on everything you're betting on or you're watching. And I will be talking to you soon. And hopefully, I'll see you down the road.